Moncrief on News Talk.
If your car says something about you, then what if your car is rubbish? The journalist Katie Glass, who's a features writer for the London Times and The Spectator, argues that it says something positive. Anyone, if they have the money, can drive a posh car, but it takes character to own a crap one. Katie, good afternoon to you.
Hi, nice to talk to you.
How crap is your car?
Oh my God, it's pretty bad. It's covered in dents. Like, almost nothing works, I would say. So the sunroof doesn't work, the heating doesn't work, the seats don't go back properly. Where to begin? I've got a big fat Labrador who basically uses it as sort of his house. So it's covered in sort of sticks and stink. So it's pretty bad, I would say the car is. Yeah, it couldn't be worse.
Does it go?
I would say it couldn't be worse and still move and be on the road.
Yeah.
But it like I'm holding on to it because it does. It is a little workhorse, so it does still go.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Looks dreadful.
Right. Okay. So it looks dreadful, but it goes. Though, as you said, things like the heating mightn't be that great. So why do you hang on to it?
Well, I tell you, I wrote the funny piece because I'm a very spoilt car reviewer. So I get to drive these really posh cars. And I think it had like a Porsche I was driving around in, you know, having a... And I tell you what about driving the posh cars is it's petrifying. You spend the whole time just sort of being uncomfortable. You're scared you're going to scratch it. You know, you're absolutely sort of like worried as you're driving along all the time about doing damage. And I gave the Porsche back and I got in my beaten up, falling apart, old rubbish car. And I thought, you know what this is? It's like putting on an old jumper. It feels like home. And I think, you know, anyone can say, well, not anyone, but if you've got the money, you can buy a posh car and you can try and drive around and look like a show off. But actually, you've got to have a bit of character to be brave enough to drive around in an absolutely crappy, beaten up old car.
Yeah.
Lots of reasons, you know.
Yeah.
You have to have a bit of balls because it might fall apart when you're driving. Like, I like to keep some cable ties in the car for when the front bumper comes off, you know, when I'm sort of going down the road. I think when you get out the car, you know, you've got to... People have got very low expectations of you.
Yeah.
That's a bonus. You know, if you've brushed your hair, they look amazed. And it's just so much less stressful. Well, you know, when you're in the countryside, I just don't care now if I hit a hedge, if I hit a gate, if the dog gets into it covered in mud. So it's a joy. And I thought it was funny to write because everyone goes on about how they want these like expensive cars and all the car reviewers try and, you know, sing the praises. And the reality is we all have these rubbishy old cars and we sort of love them, don't we?
Yeah. Now, because you live kind of out in the countryside, but if say you drive into London in your crap car, do you find that other motorists are scared of you?
Well, that's the thing that makes me laugh. So in the countryside, obviously the car's great because if I hit something, there's a chance it will actually undo one of the lumps I've got in the car. So it's always a bonus, you know. So, and what you don't want in the countryside is to be in like a shiny Range Rover because obviously everyone will hate you. So you've got to have the rubbish car in the countryside. But then I went up to London in my terrible beat up car. And I mean, the look of horror, especially men in like £200,000 Mercedes, they look at me like... They're absolutely petrified because I look like a woman who's not scared of anything. You know, they literally swerve to avoid the car because they can see I've just got no fear that I'm driving this absolutely appalling, like, rust bucket around London. Because, you know, I've got nothing to fear if I bump into someone, not that I would, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm a very careful driver. But yeah, so I quite like that energy about it, that it looks like you just don't give a damn.
But are you ever stopped by the police to check that it's roadworthy?
Well, it can't get through the MOT. I'd say it costs me about £1,000 every year.
Whoa, yeah.
I know, but you know, how many years is it going to be? I'm not going to have 100 years, am I, before it adds up to 100,000? That's what I try and think.
Yeah.
But a
thousand might be probably more than your car's worth now.
Oh my God, it's absolutely more than the car's worth.
You see the false economy there, Katie.
I know, but... Do you know what my mechanic keeps saying to me? He says, you're not going to buy a better car for £1,000. You know, I've only got 1,000. So, you know, I guess that's... So I guess it's on the knife edge where the things wrong with it are make it uncomfortable and noisy and cold and impractical, but it's on the right side of the law. So
yeah. Okay, well, that's good. But is there anything when you're driving it through the countryside and the, you know, in the depths of winter, let's say, do you ever wish that maybe one or two things might work in your car?
Yeah, I mean, it's neither good for summer nor winter. So it's got a nice sunroof that doesn't work at the moment. Now it's sunny and I've been freezing in it all winter because the heating doesn't work. But I tell you what, it's so relaxing. You know, the dog gets in it covered in mud and I hit the front gate and, you know, bump into a pothole and I'm just super chilled out about it. Or when I go to London, I pray someone might nick it. You know, like I'm not, I mean, if only, you know, so I just think if you're in the posh car, you're on edge all the time, aren't you, about those sorts of things. Whereas mine may not be comfortable. But, yeah. You know, psychologically, what a relaxed experience to drive this terrible car and never feel afraid of losing it all the time. You know,
David, one of our listeners in Galway says, I drive a Nissan Note 2008, bought it, brakes, binding, rust underneath. You can park anywhere. When you get a ding, you just roll your eyes and get on with it. Change the oil and filter and get from A to B. I tell my son, when we see a 40,000 euro car, I say, look, we're going at the same speed in traffic in the same direction for a 40th of the price. So that's a good attitude to have. Katie, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was the journalist Katie Glass there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.